Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Greetings, listener dear! I'm Tom.
I'm Matthew.
I'm Ben.
And here we are, in your ear canal, gripping the walls for dear life.
We've fashioned something out of wax.
Yes, luckily they're covered in wax.
Yeah.
So you can just run, jump.
Oh, we're just wedged into the wax within your ear canal.
That's a lovely mental picture.
Yes, it is. And whilst we're here, we're going to be having a bloody good time with you, listener dear, on today of all days.
Today of all days.
You press play.
The day thy presseth play. Now, today, it's a house meeting today here at Pappy's Flatshare. Tom salutes there and
sort of
weirdly
makes a trumpet noise.
Makes a trumpet noise and gurns at the same time. Yes. There's a reason this isn't a video podcast. It would upset too many people. And also, we're covered in wax.
Well, we are, yeah.
It's a house meeting, and it was a really fun one today. I really enjoyed it.
It's an absolute banger. Thank you for listening. If you're enjoying these the new style of podcasts that we're doing, then please recommend them to your friends,
yes,
your family, or other dear ones.
Other people who are near and dear to you. Give us a review on iTunes. Thank you to everyone who's joined the Patreon so far. Do stay tuned at the end for the Patreon Neighbourhood Watch roll call, where you'll hear your name if you've joined the Patreon.
Yeah,
I was about to salute again then.
Salute as much as you like, Tom.
Okay, well.
Saluting and shouting. Apparently those two things go hand in hand.
Well, enjoy the house meeting. Listener dear, Clarky, how did we start this?
Oh, we started this with you having a great idea.
Sounds about right.
I've had a thought.
I've got an issue.
I've got a question I want to ask you.
I want to talk.
I want to chat.
Okay, let's sit down and chew the fat.
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What temperature should we set the heat?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Why on earth am I always weeping?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Who wet my bed while I was sleeping?
Let's have a house meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What's the point? Does life have a meaning?
House meeting.
I've come up with what I think is the best first line of a play.
Oh, great.
Oh, yeah. Yes, please.
Now, this reminds me of the the character in Albert Camus' The Plague.
Oh, yeah.
Who devotes his entire life to attempting to write the perfect first line to his book.
Until he gets the plague.
Until he dies, yes, spoiler alert. The idea he wants is that people will hear that line or read that line and say, hats off.
That's his goal. Hats
that's
off.
His goal.
Hats off.
So, if Clarky and I...
He's got to raise his game.
We're wearing headphones, but we're not wearing hats. If Clarky and I, let's see, having heard the first line, how high the hat's going to come off our head?
Is that really what he only wants?
He wants people to read it and go, hats off.
This is more than that. This is tops off.
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm wearing a shirt.
Fucking lob your Pulitzer up on the stage, mate.
What's that?
Yeah, what?
Imagine if
that's
that
a euphemism.
Imagine if that's how they gave out like prizes.
Gave out awards.
Like you'd be halfway through the show and suddenly thwack, Perrier lands on the award. Yes, it's arrived.
It would smash.
It's broken.
Wallop.
Or it'd smash you.
Wallop. There's the BAFTA.
If the BAFTA hit you from a distance, especially if it was thrown from the Royal Box.
What a way to go. I'd love that.
A BAFTA to the head from the Queen herself.
Smang. From the Royal Box.
Smang.
Smang.
She's got a mean right arm.
Sad to hear, Tom Parry was smanged last night. After a performance of his new Edinburgh show, Parryoke.
I got absolutely smanged last night.
He got smanged. The reviews are in. It's a smang.
It's a smanger.
It's an absolute box office smang.
Now, hang on. That, to me, sounds like it could have negative connotations as well.
It's your word, mate.
I was just about to say.
Don't turn on me.
No, but...
Don't shoot the messenger, mate.
You go like, whoa. Avengers Endgame.
Not even the messenger. Don't shoot the bloke. He's repeating your stuff.
Avengers Endgame's a real smanger.
Oh. No, but if you got... Oh, it got absolutely smanged by the critics.
It got smanged at the box office.
A box office smang?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
you're
that,
right.
It's that, you know.
It doesn't, suggests a whiffy, pungent...
It's the ang.
It's the ang.
It's the ang.
There can be good ang, but that's not one.
Bang!
Bang. That's good.
Box office bang. Anyway, we don't let's get distracted because I might forget the brilliant first line for a play.
Are you sure you don't want to write it down?
No. I've written first line.
Oh, no.
He's written his play. Well, he's put in placeholders. First line, second line,
character
third
speaks.
Line, character.
Something happens.
it's kind of
come
us,
and
what?
See my play. Play.
It's got to well, that's
curtains
my
up.
Idea.
Oh, no.
So,
oh, no.
Kind of.
Oh, no. Hold on.
This is
no, but hang on.
It's not going to be a play of somebody writing a play, is
well,
it?
Well, that's kind of. But
Christ.
Hang
right,
on.
Charlie Kaufman.
Listen, but you don't know that yet.
Well, I mean, we do.
Spoiler alert.
So you're in the audience. The lights go up. The character looks out.
Wait.
What?
I thought the lights go down. Start.
Oh, the lights audience go lights go down. Then lights up on the stage.
House Lovely. Lights down.
Trad.
House lights down. Can I just ask, curtain up?
Curtain up. Hats off.
No, wait.
Oh,
too early. Don't try and trick us into an early hats off, you smanger.
the character looks out into the audience and says...
Wait, can I just ask...
First line.
Just to set the scene as well, because it's very important to know who this character is. Oh, is he a sort of aging, bald fellow?
No. It's actually a young girl.
Oh.
So, played by me.
Yeah, of course.
I'm wearing a wig. It's a bald girl. No, it's not. Right, it's me. No, okay. It's not me. Oh, I'm losing... Right. Yeah. Don't let me lose faith
okay.
in this.
Is there
this...
any... I don't want to slow this down because I feel like we're taking the wind out of your sails here.
I'm just...
and maybe if you'd have just said it straight away, we might have got on board.
But bear in mind,
I feel like we're killing the idea.
You're gluing your hat to your head.
Yeah, but bearing that in mind, any set?
Good question. We've got a young girl on stage.
You ever heard the phrase chairs the death of theatre?
I've heard you say it.
Yeah,
you say that.
Well, one. There's seven chairs on stage. Okay. Yeah. That's right.
There's seven chairs.
Stick that in your pipe.
Seven deaths.
Critics.
Is seven... it the seven deadly chairs?
That is not the name of the play.
Could it be?
I like it.
Seven deadly chairs?
Which chair will kill? Is that a better first line?
Yeah.
Oh,
if a little girl comes out on stage, points to seven chairs and says, which chair will kill? Smang! It's pure smang.
There's nothing but hats in the air.
It's wall-to-wall smang.
Immediately I'm thinking, are we at a children's party? Is this going to be a twist?
Is it going to be a really ill-attended game of musical chairs?
Where one of the chairs has been booby-trapped by a psychopathic parent.
Oh.
Jesus Christ. Whoa, this writes itself.
This is dark.
What else do you play at children's parties? Bumps?
Wink murder? You give the bumps to somebody?
Bumps is the game. Bumps.
You give people the bumps.
Oh, musical statues.
Yeah.
Musical statues.
But this psychopathic parent has fixed it so that you turn into a real statue.
Wow.
Oh!
With the parent's Medusa.
Liquid nitrogen.
Liquid
nitrogen, mate. Science is Medusa.
Bumps, sorry.
Science is Medusa.
Do you remember
good
when
title for a play?
Jesus Christ! We should write stuff
Jesus
together.
Jesus Christ,
you know?
In Science is Medusa.
Science is Medusa. I've written that down. I don't know why.
It's got something for everyone.
Science is Medusa. Listen, dear, I am actually annotating. I'm making notes during this one.
Yeah, he's written.
We'll release
note
them.
One, note two, note three.
Oh, here's what we do. Here's what we do.
Idea. Exclamation mark.
Listener, dear. You
pen?
Can, if you
writing?
If you leave a review on iTunes with your home address, one of you will receive this in
no
the
one's
post.
Giving, no one's giving out their home address. No, look, by the way, don't put your home... Look, I'm not going to... Tom, please stop ruffling the paper. Can I just...
I'm,
a public service announcement. Please do not put your home address on an iTunes review.
Okay.
Please.
A P.O. box.
If you've got a P.O. box, fine, but don't put
and
your home
And if you've
address.
Got a P.O. box, why?
Yeah.
What are you up to?
What's going on?
Let's talk about P.O. boxes for a second.
Oh, wait a second.
Well, when you were a kid...
Yeah.
You were always posting things to P.O. boxes, right?
Well, like Live and Kicking or something like that would have a P.O. box.
I was mostly thinking about Live and Kicking.
Well, like the Dennis the Menace fan club, I think, had a P.O. box. That kind of thing.
So what are P.O. boxes?
So basically it's
a post office.
It's a post office box. It's a box at a post office that you can go and collect your mail so you don't give out your address.
Dear listener, we need you to set up a P.O. box. Are they free to set up?
I don't think so. I think they probably cost a bit of money.
I bet they did back in the day.
But I bet these days,
the post office are grateful for anyone showing up.
I bet they're handing out PO boxes. Should we get one as a podcast?
This is why you've never written a play.
We could call podcast it the box. PO, yeah, the PO guest box.
The what?
I thought that through. The PO decast box.
The PO decast box.
Yeah. And this is a different podcast, in fact.
Is it? Because I'd like to carry on doing the one we're doing.
Okay. I'm not sure, actually. I want to jump ship.
We set up a PO decast box.
Yeah.
Listener dears send things to that PO box.
Right.
And every week, indiscriminately, we read them out on air.
Oh, no. I don't know about that.
No. You're obsessed with this idea of like letting other people into our world. Part of the reason for doing this podcast is to lock other people out. It's the three of us in a room. We don't even let producer Emma in the same room as us. She's in an adjacent room.
In Hull. We're in London. We don't tell you that, listener dear.
Well, Hull is other people.
It's good. It's really, really good.
Thanks, mate.
So
this is why I hang out with you, because no one else thinks that's good.
Clarky didn't.
No, I enjoyed it.
Clarky enjoyed it, but he didn't have a shit fit over it. And that's what I was hoping for.
House meeting.
Is having subtitles on a foreign film cheating?
House meeting.
Look, listener dear, we're not letting them into our world. We're easing ourselves into the listener dear's world.
Right, like Rorschach in
that's what we're doing now.
In The Watchmen.
Yeah. I'm not stuck in here with you, you're stuck in here with us.
And right? That is our tagline. Confidently delivered.
It's good. Okay, darling.
I'm getting it.
Loved your reading. Loved it. Very unusual.
Maybe.
I love the fact you put a question mark after the end. Not every sentence, but every word.
Well, look, Rorschach's having trouble reading the script because he's got that cloth over his face. So it's very hard to see the words.
Pop the cloth off, love, and let's hear it again. Okay.
Now. We're in a place together. You're stuck. I'm stuck. You're stuck with me. And together, we're both stuck with each other.
Oh, that was the first line of my play.
Oh.
Oh, I haven't had a chance to say it yet.
And can I just say, Clarky, a smanger.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. And also, thank you for lobbing that award right into my skull while I was mid-sentence.
Shut you up.
Toss the Tony up there mid-song.
Toss it up there.
You're singing away. You're giving it full bells. You hit the top note. Bang. Bang. Smang. The on Tony comes, arrives on stage.
Yeah.
Don't
good.
Mind if I do.
It would be fun.
Shove it to one side and carry on. You know you've got it.
Yeah.
You know like when you're playing a computer game and it goes, ba-ding, ding, ding, ding. I haven't played a computer game in years.
You were thinking of Sonic the Hedgehog,
like a
was
Sonic
it?
Or a Mario or some kind of ding, 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 ding. And you like go,
wait, hang on a second. Ding, 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 ding. You think of Crazy Frog. That wasn't a computer game.
But like, you're like, all I'm thinking is like, you know, you receive the power up arrives on stage as you're going forward. So it's like,
you go glowing and everything just bounces off you.
End of the first act of Wicked, you know, and that she sings that.
Wicked's not getting the Tony now.
Gravity Schmang Gang!
Oh, no.
Wait, so
do you try and do an octave change?
Yeah.
If it arrives on stage.
Ding. What up? What up?
You've got no idea about Idina Menzel.
And her shout word up.
It would make it quite entertaining, though, wouldn't it? If it's like ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, sure, it would. Now, so what? So you're on track for a Tony here, you believe, with this one line. So we've got the stage.
I think this is more of a. I think with fringe first territory. This,
yeah,
it's a Broadway baby award.
Does this sustain?
Dumb chat.
So that the curtain comes up, the stage. Well, before is bare except for seven chairs.
Seven deadly chairs.
Seven yeah. deadly chairs.
One of these chairs will kill.
Crazy Frog sat in the middle of it, or have I missed
with an award net.
With an award net.
This show's a real award net.
No, award net just sounds like a bad blog that reviews shows at the Edinburgh Festival. I got 5 stars on award net. Yeah, yeah. All right, mate.
Yeah, we all let's did. Put it on the poster.
Let's go to the poster anyway.
yeah, we're still waiting for The Guardian to come in.
We'll remember 2015.
Let's go with award net, shall we?
So anyway, you've got a young girl on stage. Already, people's hearts are broken. Because they see
I'm
this poor girl on her own.
Yeah. I think that might. I think I'd said a young girl to kind of
to not make it directly autobiographical.
Yes,
make it yourself. Like write what you know.
I think it should be someone. I think an old girl.
My Christ!
Yeah, an old girl. So like,
wait, how old is old?
Is this a sequel to Old Boy?
Isn't it funny? She's holding a hammer.
Isn't it funny how young girl?
Nope. Not going to have this conversation with you because every time you say this, it always comes across as well, let's say it's always a little bit misogynist, and it's always seeing women as other.
No.
Go on.
Let me finish, because it applies to men as well. Young girl and young boy, that feels fine.
Yep.
Old girl and old boy.
Yeah.
Very derogatory.
Yeah, they sound a bit like...
all right, old boy. Like, you know, like...
How's me old boy?
How's me old...
It sounds like you're talking about your penis.
Oh, how's me old boy? Yeah, that's true, it does. Nothing derogatory about that.
Come on, old girl.
But that sounds like you're talking to a dog.
Old girl sounds like a dog, yeah.
Yeah. And mate, does old boy as well?
I'm thinking of you're talking to like...
I can only think of Korean cinema.
A 60-year-old East End lady in a pub.
No, absolutely. End of conversation. Right. shutting it down, mate. Shutting it down. Go and talk to some women and then come back and report what it's like to talk to women, all right? Okay, here we go.
Okay, so there's an old girl on stage.
Oh, no.
So you're by old girl here, you mean she's
a 60-year-old woman from the East End.
From the East End, next to... I think you've talked to yourself... I think in order to not lose an argument here, you've ruined your own play, which would be the perfect tragedy.
It feels like what we've seen here is a microcosm of the problems with staging musicals in this day and age.
Oh, it's a musical?
It's a musical!
I want that Tony, don't I?
Oh,
I
think
can you not get a Tony for it?
Is this first line then sung?
It's not a musical, actually. Okay.
Again, stop trying to prove a point. Just tell us what your genius idea is. You've been in too many meetings where they've gone, what we're really looking for is a big laugh out loud studio sitcom, and you just sort of tear up your mockumentary idea and go, well, the thing about this is, it's a studio sitcom.
Right. A bit close to home.
It's a little close to home for all of us then.
Glimpse behind the battle's curtain.
Jeepers, creepers.
So, lights up. Well, sorry, house lights down.
Yes, thank
you. I like your attention to detail as a stage manager. House lights down. Curtain up.
I thought you were a co-dramaturg. You're a stage manager now.
It was always going to be the way these things end up.
House lights down. Curtain up. Stage lights up. An old girl sits on 7 chairs.
How's she doing that?
She's precariously stacked on top. There's a pee under the fourth.
She's like an umpire.
An old girl sits on 1 of 7 chairs. Okay. One of them is an umpire's chair.
Oh, which one she sat on?
The umpire's chair, of course.
Oh, okay.
You paid for it. You might as well use it.
Best seat in the house. That's her opening line. Curtain down. Schmang.
She's up there. She has to get down to deliver the line.
Ooh. Well, George Michael taught us that.
You've got to get up to get down.
Yep.
So,
Yeah.
Is this a George Michael musical?
It's not. That's what I was referring to.
It's not a George Michael jukebox musical.
No.
That's a different.
That's a different podcast. Thing. And by the way, check our PO box for that.
Can we please have a PO? Oh, well, we're going to investigate.
Why do you want a PO box?
I've never had one before.
But what are you expecting to receive?
Gifts.
See, there's the problem.
Gifts, ideas, like physical things.
Gifts, ideas, physical things. That, by the way, sounds like a shop that's opened in Crystal Palace that you know is going to be closed in 6 months' time. Gifts, ideas, physical things.
We sell sourdough bread. We also sell marbles.
Everything costs £150, regardless of what it is.
Gifts. I haven't seen it, but it sounds like a song from the new Mary Poppins film.
Gifts, ideas, physical things.
Where are you off to, Mary Poppins? Oh, just to the shop, dears. What to buy? Well, wouldn't
not
you know?
I know you haven't seen it, but you've seen the first one.
I'm off to the shop, dears.
Oh, hello, dears.
What? Wouldn't you know? I'll come back with gifts. Ideas. Is that all Mary Poppins? No. And something else as well.
What's that, Mary Poppins?
I'll buy gifts, ideas, and physical things.
Schmang.
Sourdough. Power up. And physical things.
There we have it. Physical things won the Tony. Absolutely snuck it out from underneath Barry's play.
The schmang arrived. Oh, wow.
The reviews are in. Schmang. Schmang. Schmang.
Schmang, four schmang, stars. Schmangs across the board.
4 stars. There's no pleasing you, The Guardian.
It's awards net, sadly.
Awards
net gave us 4 stars.
Awards net gave it a 4-star drubbing.
A real slap in the dick. Because they gave 7 deadly chairs 6 stars.
6 stars out of schmang?
Six stars.
Six deadly stars.
Six schmangs. Awards and that gave it six schmangs.
If you are reviewing this podcast, do remember, it really is a six schmang podcast.
It's definitely a six schmang podcast.
Which roughly translates to two stars. Seriously, okay. Though, don't give us a two star.
House meeting.
How do they make bread with no wheating?
House meeting.
If you would like to come and see us record a live Flatshare Slamdown, they are always great fun. We have got two coming up very soon. Oh, yeah, says Clarky. Yeah. Clarky bringing a little bit of sort of early 90s kind of dance energy to it. So you can hear that dance energy live when Clarky throws it down on the 6th of June, which will be Clarky's birthday.
Yes! I'll have loads of energy.
Too much energy. He'll have had extra Ribena. So 6th of June at the Udderbelly South Bank. Do come along and see us. Or the 19th of June at the Phoenix Cavendish Square, which is going to be a very special episode. We cannot tell you why, but it will be a very special episode, so come on down.
Yes. Also, if you're enjoying these podcasts, then please support our Patreon. We can't do this without your support. You'll be able to find us on patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare. There's a whole bunch of tiers if you want to give a bit every month.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll make you cry, baby. But with love and joy. please support the Patreon.
With love and joy.
Love and joy.
You're like David Bowie single. We'll make you cry with love and joy.
So please go to the Patreon and show your support.
Yes, also you can find us on Twitter, on @PappysTweets, and on Facebook. Oh, and also on Facebook, Zoe got in contact with us the other day, and they've set up a Pappy's fan club. Little fan group.
Great.
So if you want to get on board with that.
Apparently it's very lovely and very friendly. It's just for people who want to chat about the podcast.
It's never too late to be a fan of Pappy's.
Absolutely right.
Someone did actually contact me and said, do you want to be a part of it? And I was like, I think that would be a bit much. Nick on Patreon, he got in touch to say he's come up with a drinking game.
Ooh, yes, please. Yes.
I'm starting a Pappy's drinking game. You have to slam a shot of tequila into your eyeball every time Ben says Jeepers Creepers. Note, keep a phone number of a local medical services close to hand whilst listening to Flat Meeting Episode 1. I did say Jeepers Creepers quite a lot during that episode. I didn't notice that.
Well,
Jeepers Creepers!
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
House meeting.
Can I have a lift? I live in London.
House meeting.
I'm loath to ask this now.
Yes.
Tom, well, I am loath to ask. But do you have an opening line to this play? Or do you just have, as I assume, a lot of bluster, a lot of spunk, a lot of piss and vinegar, and no actual ideas unless you've been to the shop and bought them along with the physical things?
This sounds like a review of Seven Deadly Chairs.
If you thought 12 Angry Men was too much, come and see Seven Deadly Chairs.
Okay, so lights down, curtain up.
Ooh.
Lights up on stage.
Yes.
Happy with that? The order's right.
Well, yeah. Apparently I'm having to do it now. So.
Come on, stage manager. Clarky. In fact, I'll leave it to Clarky to call the start of the show. Off you go.
Okay.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, please turn off your mobile phones.
He's doing the full announcement. Yeah.
This is great.
Okay.
The performance of Seven Deadly Chairs is about to start.
Oh, I've heard this is a real schmanger.
Yeah, I've heard this.
Watch out for that first line.
Oh,
it's a real doozy.
Wow. A doozy. A doozy in the schmanger.
A doozy in the schmanger.
This is from the author of A Doozy in the Schmanger.
Really?
Did you see that show?
J.D. Salinger.
From the team that bought you A Doozy in the Schmanger.
A doozy in the Schmanger sounds like what an old East End woman is going to give you when you start chatting to her.
That old girl gave me a real doozy in the Schmanger. Well, I only called her an old girl.
Listen, you don't call my mum an old girl, or I'll give you a doozy in the Schmanger.
Or it sounds like you could be having a cheeky pint. You go, fancy a doozy in the Schmanger?
Oh, ooh, I like that.
And then you walk in, there's an old girl at the bar.
All right, forget the old girl. Forget the old girl. Right.
Oh, fancy a couple of doozies in the Schmanger.
Should we open a pub called the Schmanger?
Oh, the Schmanger.
A podcast pub.
A podcast pub.
With it's a PO
with
box.
Its own PO box.
We'll post you beer. A jiffy bag full of a pint of beer that you can decant into your own glass.
This is great.
It's not a bad
Something
idea.
For the Patreon?
Something for the Patreon, guys.
We will attempt to post you a pint in a jiffy bag.
Let's not make promises we can't deliver.
Okay.
Let's not make envelopes people can't deliver.
So, carry on, Clarky. This was really good.
This was really good.
Oh, yeah.
The team that bought you a doozy, Nishman. The Tony winning musical.
Hold on to your hats, because you may be throwing them in the air in the next 5 seconds.
I'm sorry, you keep commentating on the stage manager's lovely chat at the start.
Yeah.
I'm actually trying to review for AwardsNet.
Oh, you're with AwardsNet?
I'm actually with AwardsNet, so if you wouldn't mind being quiet.
Sorry. Sorry.
Carry on, stage manager.
Thanks, AwardsNet. Good to see you again.
AwardsNet.
Great to be back.
Can you take that top hat off, because I really can't see over the top of it.
Listen, I want to know if this is going to be a hats-off performance.
Yes, I know.
If this is going to be a schmanger, you'll be able to see the show.
Okay, cool.
You've got an award under your hat.
I've got an award under the hat. If the first line is good, the hat comes off, the award goes whoosh-wing.
My name's Tony.
Oh, you are the Tony.
Tony. I have a Tony Award in my bag. If I like the first line, I'm planning to throw it at the stage.
Okay. So, I want to have a quick word with the stage manager. It's going to be a big one tonight. Tony Shalhoub is in.
Oh, my God.
Make it a goodie.
The full Shalhoub.
The full Shalhoub.
Don't tell the cast.
Don't freak him out.
That old girl will get nervous.
Okay.
Is she up on the umpire's chair yet?
How do you know so much about this play? Oh, wait, is Tony Shalhoub the author of the play?
This is press night. I came to one of the previews.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay,
I gave one note. Rewrite the first line.
Okay, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, the house lights are coming down.
Oh, he's doing it. He's going above and beyond.
You know, the stage manager used to work for an airline.
Theatre is now at 14 feet.
14 feet theatre.
I did forget to say that. The show is performed
up an umpire's chair.
Mid-air.
Or 14 feet, hardly mid-air.
It's a very tall umpire's chair.
Okay.
Very reassuring as a stage manager. Clarky. Yeah,
he really is. He's got a gorgeous tone to his voice.
Thanks, guys.
Another idea, dear listener.
Yeah.
A podcast that we record at twilight to help get you to sleep.
I think we're doing it.
Oh, okay. Sorry, okay. Stage manager.
Schmang.
Well, now I feel like I'm narrating what's happening because we can't see the visuals.
You've really taken the job of stage manager to the nth degree.
I don't know how not to do it now.
Okay.
Now I've started.
Just talk us through what's happening.
Okay, so
it's working well.
The lights, the house lights gone down.
Yeah.
The curtains have come up. Stage lights up.
Down I go.
See, it's hard not to narrate what you're doing.
Can I just say, down I go is the first line of the play?
No. That's an ad lib. She's got to get down from the umpire's chair.
If you've written a killer first line, tell your cast not to ad lib.
Okay. We've put the old girl up the umpire's chair, though.
That
was a mistake.
That's a classic theatrical term. I tell you, I loved it. I absolutely loved it. But that first line, I tell you, they really put the old girl up the umpire's chair.
Darling, listen, I was doing panto in Chichester.
Yeah.
Captain Hook, Act 3. They wanted me to come on a segue. I said to the director, you're really putting the old girl into the umpire's chair.
You're really putting the old girl in the umpire's chair.
Would he listen?
Would he?
No, that was the name of the director. You know Woody Listen.
Oh, yes, Woody Listen.
Terrible director.
Did The Archers for years.
And directed them sometimes as well. Woody Listen.
Okay. So she's climbing down the chair. We're imagining she's on an umpire's chair. She's climbing down the chair.
Yeah.
Already, I'm getting echoes of Beckett.
Okay, good.
Yeah. The old girl's played by Rob Beckett, right?
Well, no, no. There is echoes flying around the room. Beckett.
Great. Genuine echoes of Beckett. Okay.
Beckett. Spotlight. The old girl steps forward and says, somewhere in this auditorium is Andrew Scott in disguise.
Oh, no.
And he's going to stand up and deliver the last line of Act One.
Okay. Is that the end of the line? Sorry, I got so upset with you because you're Clarky. Parry, that's not the line. Parry, that's what the build-up was for. We must have been talking for half an hour.
I think it was too much of a build-up.
Yeah, we did kind of, as hype men, we were too good.
I blame ourselves.
Let's explore this as an idea, though.
Let's workshop it, because we can't...
I mean, there's...
Oh, God.
Mm. If you're sat in the National Theatre...
Which I often am, and thank you.
And an act comes on stage.
Which he so often does, and bless you for saying so.
And says, somewhere in the audience is Andrew Scott in disguise.
Darling, you have to stop. You're making me blush. But yes, true. But do I blow my own trumpet about it? Never.
Are you talking about the cafe at the National Theatre?
Yes, I'm often in the cafe. I told you about who I saw in the cafe.
Who?
Simon Russell Beale. So, of course, he's there.
SRB.
SRB shows up. He's completed his loyalty card.
Oh, what a moment. Of course,
he's completed his loyalty card. He announces it. I've completed my loyalty card! Loved it.
Beautiful.
What a moment. Free espresso.
What a moment to witness.
What a moment to repeat.
Here's a good question then.
Yeah.
What other celebrity would you like to see?
Complete a loyalty card.
Well, no. Or enjoying a mundane moment.
Ooh.
So what's your favourite kind of mundane moment?
Well, I saw Celia Imrie.
No way.
Yes. In the John Lewis Cafe.
Here we go.
I love a cafe.
The John Lewis Cafe. Celia Imrie goes in. She puts a bagel onto toast. The bagel wedges over toast, sets off the fire alarms.
Are you making this up?
No way, mate. Would I make that up? I mean, I'd be disappointed with my imagination if that's what I was making
up. You're 2 for 2.
2 for 2. Cafe-based celebrity anecdotes.
Celia Imrie burnt a bagel.
A bagel in the John Lewis Cafe.
And Simon Russell Beale completed his loyalty card.
We
need now.
Ian Brody of the Lightning Seeds, Itsu, Holland Park.
Oh, God.
Had health and happiness.
They're really dropping off.
What are you talking about? Ian Brody?
I mean, that's...
He's had a bunch of number ones. Twice with the same song. Who else has had a number one with the same song? Twice.
Skinner and Badil.
I didn't think of Skinner and Badil, actually. Did not think of those.
House meeting.
What's the worst thing you've considered eating?
House meeting.
I feel like I'm trying to move away from the anticlimax of my first line here.
So what you've done basically is you've realised that Andrew Scott, very hot property at the moment.
Yes.
Off the back of playing sexy priest in Fleabag.
Every priest sexy.
Every priest is sexy. That's the opening song of Seven Deadly Chairs.
Priest having those
is sexy.
Could it close during the interval? I feel like that's the way this is going to go. You know how shows close after opening night? I feel like this is going to close.
This is one of the only shows.
This is going to be a schmang-free show.
It closed at the interval, but it had won by that point the Tony and the Pulitzer Prize.
Oh, congratulations. It done all it set out to do.
Think about it, right? You're putting Andrew Scott into the audience every night in a different disguise.
So what's the girl doing?
Announcing.
Yeah, I know, but what's...
What's the play? Like, in terms of, like, dramatic irony. What's the play?
Because also, as well...
It's just a parlour piece, isn't it? You, like, go, hey, also, check it out, there's a celebrity in the room.
Yeah.
It's exactly... And once the secret's kind of out, which it will be, you know, unless you're telling people ghost story style to keep the secret... What's the secret out?
Everyone's keeping the secret. The show's called Keep the Secret.
I thought it was called Seven Deadly Chairs.
Yeah, sorry. Seven Deadly Chairs.
Colon.
Keep the secret. Yeah. What was the opening ceremony of the Olympics? Save the Surprise?
Was it? Was it called Save the Surprise? What was the surprise?
The opening ceremony of the Olympics.
Oh,
Danny Boyle did loads of like
he did the
rehearsals,
the dress rehearsals and stuff.
Like, there was the whole thing was like save the surprise.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Hashtag save the surprise.
Sorry,
And what a surprise.
It was a great...
Oh, it was a banger.
I think we could officially say the last time Britain was kind of on track.
On the... Yeah. That's actually... I think the historians will look back and be like, that's the tipping point. That's kind of where we peaked.
Yep.
We got cocky.
It was all downhill from there.
And this is what happens when you get cocky.
Which is why currently I am petitioning, and do write it into my PO box for this, if you'd like to fill in the form.
Should we get PO boxes side by side?
We should get three boxes. We've already got graves side by side.
Yeah, we booked those in.
I tell you what.
I might pop into mine a bit.
Yeah, you're going to go.
I might go.
Clarkie's going for a
like mid-podcast.
In his own grave. I want to kill Danny Boyle. that's my petition at the moment. I feel like if we murder Danny Boyle, it will reunite the country.
What a funeral. The scale... but he won't be around to direct it.
Else will come in. Richard Curtis will do it.
Curtis will fudge it, mate.
Curtis is going to fudge it.
Curtis is going to try and make it too sentimental.
Curtis has got all the songs from the Beatles movies, and he's going to put them in it for no reason at all.
Lovely reference. It's the film where the guy...
Yeah.
Reinvents himself as the person who wrote all the Beatles songs.
He wakes up after like a storm and he realises that no one remembers the Beatles. Or the Beatles never existed, but he knows the Beatles, so he can sing all their songs, and he gets to go on James Corden's show, so James Corden's in the trailer. Ed Sheeran meets him, he gets to record a song with Ed Sheeran. So basically, he gets to live all of our dreams.
I pitched a similar film script like 2 years ago.
Yes.
But with a much lower budget.
That's right.
It was about the band Gomez.
That's right.
So there's a rain. There's a hard rain.
Yeah.
And the next
That's
day, people wake up.
It was called Hard Rain. That was like the other reason why it wasn't getting picked up.
People wake up and they've forgotten about Gomez.
I think that's just today, isn't it?
I walk into a pub. I'm humming Whipping Piccadilly.
And old girls at the bar.
Old girls at the bar. She goes, "What's that? You're singing, old dear." I say, "Come down off your chair and I'll tell you." She comes down off the umpire chair.
Oh, down I get.
Yeah. I go, "I've written a song. It's called Whipping Piccadilly." And then this old boy stands up, removes his flat cap and white moustache. It's Andrew Scott. And he goes, "What? Gomez, as I live and breathe."
Bless you.
That's the final line. Schmang.
Once upon a time, not too long ago, I took a day out in Manchester.
Now listen,
three schmangs out of five.
Three schmangs.
And Wardsnet were very cruel about the show. They said it didn't really feature the seven deadly chairs. It was like a Gomez jukebox musical, but they'd only pay for one song.
Also, who were Gomez? Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense. Could that be the final line of the? Could that be the final line though of the play? Could it be him standing up and saying, "I'm Andrew Scott, and this is the final line." Blackout.
Bang. Yeah, that's where we're working towards. Bang.
Yes,
but it's the end of Act One, isn't it?
Yeah.
Act two,
Andrew Scott.
That's why everyone leaves at the interval, because they have their interval and they're like, "Well, I can't wait for Act Two," and they're like, "No, that was it."
It's got people talking, hasn't it?
I mean, it is interesting.
Got the three
and
of us talking.
To be fair, normally, right, I love going to the theatre.
You do, famously.
But normally, you get to the interval and you're like, I'd be okay to leave now.
I think that's true, actually, because a lot of shows, they do a really big, like, sometimes it'll be a big musical number at the end of the first section. Or like some big moment where you're like, "Whoa, if it ended there, yes."
Yeah. I'm, don't get me wrong, I'm enjoying it, but I could leave now.
Yeah,
that's
got
why,
the measure of it.
That's why Gifts, Ideas and Physical Things is going to be the last song of Mary Poppins 3. Because that's what everyone's come to see. Right?
Okay.
But the problem with that is the play finishes with her going down the shops.
It's not a real problem. It's not what you describe as a coup d'etat.
It's a real problem. Because she's promising to go down the shops. She sings the big number.
Also, can
and
I
off
just...
she pops. We don't know what happens to
her. Can I just ask as well? Can I just ask, what ideas do you buy at the shops?
Oh, that's a very good question.
Yeah. So, in fact,
one the film will definitely not answer.
Yeah, so it sets it up for Mary Poppins 4. You've got to think ahead.
So,
Mary Poppins 4 at the shops.
Because sequels always sell better than the originals. Basically, what we're doing here is just kind of cutting out the middleman and we're just getting to the sequel really quickly.
Absolutely.
You'd be make like, that film was only 45 minutes long.
Make a really quick, just do a really, really quick first show and then the second show.
This is a smart moneymaker.
I quite like the idea of an ideas shop.
Yes, go on.
You go in.
Okay.
Is the idea for the idea shop in there?
Yeah. Hey, you go in.
Yeah.
You pay a quid.
It's a quid, is it?
Yeah, okay, I've just realised what I'm doing here.
Yeah.
This is the kind of shit that would be in a gazebo at a festival.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
This is Glastonbury, isn't it?
This is Glastonbury. Someone's in a gazebo.
White guy with dreadlocks in a sort of felt-type waistcoat and no shirt.
You go in, you give him a quid.
Yep.
He's got one of those old parcel labels like Paddington's got.
Yep.
And he hands it to you.
Yep.
He probably kisses you on the cheek.
Yep.
You look at it. And it says...
Live every day as if it's your last.
Yeah, or it says, like, dog factory.
Oh, right, so it's not even as not even like sort of trite aphorisms, it's...
It's an idea.
It's just an idea. A dog factory.
Dog factory?
There was Hotel for Dogs with Don Cheadle. Factory for Dogs? Set them to work. Could we do Les Mis,
is it but making they're all dogs?
Okay. Yeah, go on.
That's it. Well, what do you want?
So you paid a quid to this guy and he gives you a label.
It says Lame is
for dogs.
Yeah.
Can I just ask at this stage, is this guy, are all of his ideas just dog related?
Yeah. That's
just real life things, but with dogs put into the title.
It says Ideas Shop or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Ideas Shop. But then once you've walked in, the wind blows and the top part of the sign is revealed. Dog Ideas Shop. And in fact, actually, do you know what? If you're listening to this episode, tweet us at Pappy's Tweet with, I'd like a dog idea, please. And we'll send you a dog idea.
Yeah.
How's that?
We are the Dog Idea Shop.
We are the Dog Idea Shop. We're opening ourselves up, guys, as a dog. But also as well, can you please then, and be honest, send a pound to our PO Box?
please be honest.
Please be honest.
Please be honest.
Please be honest. I know a lot of people are angry about the fact we now have adverts on the podcast, yeah, and there's a Patreon. But listen, guys.
Please be honest.
Please be honest and send us a quid.
Send a quid to the PO Box.
Be honest, guys. Send us a fucking quid.
Because we'll be giving you those dog ideas because we are the Dog Idea Shop and we have our PO Box. And in 20 years' time, we're going to go to that PO Box expecting the pounds to be there.
We're not going to check it.
20 years' time.
We're not going to check it.
We're going to be trying to put our kids through college.
Just think about it. That money's going to accrue in value.
It's going to gain the interest in the PO Box.
Is that how a PO Box works? Like a high interest?
It's a high interest.
It's a high interest PO Box. It's a high interest PO Box.
Guys, whack us a quid to the PO Box.
Sellotape it to a card.
For bloody life, guys.
Sellotape it to a postcard.
Send us a quid for our dog ideas.
Send us a goddamn quid
for
the dog ideas.
We're churning out these dog ideas, for God's sake. It's a quid. Isn't it?
It is.
It's only a quid.
It's only a quid.
No one else is going to give you something that's normal and put a dog into it.
What?
isn't that what our dog idea shop is?
Yeah, I wouldn't phrase it that way. Like.
Oh, okay. It's DIY SOS, but with dogs.
Yeah, this is it.
I mean, that's good. That's good.
Not bad.
That's an example of one of the things you get.
For a quid.
If I had a quid on me, mate.
For a quid. You can't buy a coffee for a quid these days.
Absolutely true. You can't buy a coffee, but you can buy a dog idea.
What's our PO Box?
Oh.
Now, about that.
Guys.
Here's the problem.
The first thing is we need to do a Kickstarter
to raise money for our PO Box.
Yeah. So if you can
Kickstarter, guys,
just send us a quid for our Kickstarter.
Whack us a quid for the Kickstarter.
Bang us a quid at the Kickstarter, mate. We're trying to get a PO Box over here.
Listen, we're just three old boys asking for a quid. We're just three old boys asking for a quid for a PO Box.
Okay.
I tell you what, though. I bet you, if you went up to somebody in a pub and went, give us a quid for a PO Box, just to get you away, they'd probably chuck you a quid, wouldn't they?
Just to get you away.
Just to get you away from them. Give us a quid for a PO Box.
Okay.
Give us a quid.
Good luck with the PO Box.
Give us a quid.
Cheers, old boy.
Cheers old girl.
House meeting.
Cold rain or hot snow? What is sleeting?
House meeting.
House meeting adjourned, eh?
Oh, what a beaut.
That was a really fun one. I really enjoyed that.
It was a treat.
It was a treat. Whether or not the general public will think so.
Well, that's it.
That's always the tightrope we walk.
But we enjoyed it, and that's all that matters. But dear listener, thank you for your iTunes reviews. We've been reading them and having a lot of fun. Thank you, Lizzie, for pointing out that Tom Parry does not own a horse. Correct.
Thank you very much to Trying Too Hard 2016, and he spelt two T-O. I hope that's a joke. it says... He's gone for song titles. So he says, check this out tonight. This podcast will spice up your life.
Ding.
All of Pappy's episodes give the perfect sound, whatever.
Ding.
The circumstances. It's so funny that I would listen to this podcast from 9 to 5.
Schmang.
8 days a week.
Schmang.
If possible. This will be your new favourite podcast if you let it be.
Schmang.
Just ends it by saying Bohemian Rhapsody.
Schmang.
Thank you so much, Trying Too Hard 2016. Thank you for your review and keep sending in reviews. Also, don't forget on Twitter, at Pappy's Tweet, if you would like to contact us and ask for a dog idea. And guys, all we ask is that you're just honest.
It's a pound.
Just yeah.
Be honest, guys.
Just send us a pound.
Just throw a pound out.
It's a pound, guys. It's a pound to a P.O. box.
It's a pound to a P.O. box. Send a pound to our non-existent P.O. box.
Come on, guys.
And we will send you a dog idea. Thanks so much for listening. Hope you enjoy. There's another episode in a week's time. Hope you enjoy that one.
Today's episode was produced by producer Emma Corsham. Corsham team!
Now stay tuned for the Patreon Neighbourhood Watch roll call. And guess all that needs to be said is...
Cheers, everyone! Bye!
Please be upstanding. That's too far up, Tom.
Oh, sorry. Can someone sit me down?
Split the difference. Salute the sky. Toast the queen. As we begin the Patreon Neighbourhood Watch roll call. Oh, God. That really was the last post. Ruddy hell, it's Christopher Purnell.
He doesn't feel pain. It's James Main.
Not a scab on her knee. That's Sarah Nabney.
He'll never be the samey. It's Danny Amy.
He's not a robot. It's Nick Roberts.
Oh, no. You don't know what a rhyme is, Clarky. You unfortunately confused the words, two words that are slightly spelt similar to rhymes.
Oh, dear.
It's a real problem.
It's an absolute...
Front names only, mate. Don't take the piss. It's Chris!
I went on a holiday with him to a villa. Oh, God, I'm so sorry. And I asked
the
him
year to... was 1984.
I remember it as if it were yesterday. We woke up. It was a glorious summer morning. The light shining in through the shutters. And I said, Craig Butters.
Oh, well... Do you think he should? Matthew would.
I'll have this hot cross bun to go, Joanna Munro.
Hot cross bun to go?
Yeah.
He means us no harms. It's Ed Barnes.
She doesn't have a fin. It's Cassie Cagwin.
Oh.
This guy's got seven Todgers. It's Max Rogers.
He's got the max number of Todgers as well. This guy really makes me feel mighty real, for it is Tom Cheel.
He's very Thames. It's Matt James.
Hey, that cat over there. Sit down, son. It's Doug Atkinson.
Oh... He loves a nice pad thai with some delicious nuts crumbled on the top.
Ooh.
And after that, he'll squeeze a lime on. It's Simon.
Beautiful. That's how it's done.
That's how it's done.
On a Friday night, he likes to watch his favourite show, Jimmy Fallon.
It's Glenn.
Finally. My friend of the show.
Jimmy Fallon.
It's Glenn Allen.
Glenn Allen.
She loves a good bunkin'. It's Catherine Duncan.
Oh, dear. Oh, God. She wants a little bit of food just to put her on. It's Psi Delta Parkatron.
Great name.
Could be a guy, could be a lady. Who knows in this day and age?
Oh, God. Do you smell that whiff? It's Ali Smith.
You'll always remember Strephon Swimmer.
That concludes another classic episode of the Patreon Neighbourhood Watch Roll Call. Shalom.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.